From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. An oil rig that's been burning off the Louisiana coast since Tuesday's explosion has sunk. Rescuers, meanwhile, are still searching for 11 workers who are still unaccounted for. The Deepwater Horizon went under in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. President Obama is blasting critics of his plan to revamp the financial system at New York's Cooper Union College today. Mr. Obama reminded Wall Street about risky banking practices that shook Main Street to its core.
Without action, we'll continue to see what amounts to highly leveraged, loosely monitored gambling in our financial system, putting taxpayers and the economy in jeopardy.
The financial meltdown led to government bailouts of firms deemed too big to fail, a decision that was not popular with many voters. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is defending the Obama administration's policy of engaging Syria, even in the face of reports that Syria is trying to funnel weapons across the border into Lebanon. Clinton spoke during a NATO meeting in Estonia. NPR's David Green has more.
Israel has accused Syria of trying to arm the Islamist militant group Hezbollah with Scud missiles. It's a charge Syria denies. Secretary Clinton said the U.S. has expressed its concern to the Syrian government in the strongest possible terms. Yet, despite debate within the Obama administration, she said there's still a commitment to send a U.S. ambassador to Damascus. This, Clinton said, would give the U.S. added leverage.
This is not some kind of reward for the Syrians and the actions that they take, which are deeply disturbing not only to the United States and not just to Israel, but to others in the region and beyond.
There's been no U.S. ambassador in Syria for 5 years, and some members of Congress want to keep it that way. Representative Dan Burton, an Indiana Republican, said Syria keeps acting out against U.S. and Israeli interests. As he put it, it's like they just spit right in our face. David Green, NPR News, Tallinn, Estonia.
A new federal lawsuit's alleging that Pope Benedict XVI and senior Vatican officials covered up allegations of child sexual abuse against a Wisconsin priest. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
The late Reverend Lawrence Murphy is accused of molesting at least 200 deaf children from 1950 to 1975. The lawsuit filed Thursday in Milwaukee says the plaintiff was a student at a suburban school for the deaf and an alleged victim of the priest. It says the accuser sent two letters to the Vatican in 1995 reporting the abuse and asking for help, but he received no response. The lawsuit also seeks the release of confidential Vatican files detailing clergy abuse. Abuse allegations and unspecified monetary damages. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Meanwhile, Britain's Roman Catholic leadership has issued a statement apologizing for the sex abuse scandal. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 20 points at 11,103. This is NPR. More signs of economic recovery on the jobs front. First-time unemployment claims dropped last week, but analysts say they'll need to see companies pick up the hiring pace to put a dent in the nation's unemployment rate. There's noticeable movement in the housing sector. The National Association of Realtors reporting a 6.8% jump in home sales for March, reversing 3 months of declines, and that's due in part to people taking advantage of a first-time home buyer tax credit due to expire April 30th. There are reports of broken-off merger talks with United Airlines. A statement comes from a U.S. Airways spokesperson after the airline found out United was exploring a merger with Continental Airlines instead. More details now from NPR's Ted Robbins.
Air travel demand is up from the low point of the recession, but fuel prices are rising again, and airlines are still struggling to make a profit. So a statement from U.S. Airways says airline consolidation still makes sense, but U.S. Air decided to end talks with United when it learned that United and Continental had exchanged financial information, a prelude to merger talks. A United-Continental merger would create the largest airline in the world, overtaking Delta, which merged with Northwest. United and Continental first talked about merging 2 years ago, but instead decided to codeshare, selling seats on each other's flights. U.S. Air earlier merged with America West, but a United-Continental merger would leave U.S. Air as one of the smaller major carriers. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
U.S. stocks still losing ground. Dow's down 19 at 11,106. This is NPR.